Hello, lovely people. I'm Coy, hoping your weekend was wonderful and you're feeling refreshed and ready to rock this Monday. We have just 16 Mondays left in 2023, each one offering a new beginning and chance to shine. So let's make them count, shall we? We're going to start today in the North African nation of Morocco. A 6.8 magnitude powerful earthquake shook Morocco's High Atlas mountain range shortly after 11 p.m. local time on Friday. Rescuers in Morocco are still searching for survivors. Tragically, at the time of this recording, at least 2,000 people had lost their lives, 1,400 others in critical condition. The worst damage and destruction has been in isolated mountain areas, which are difficult to access. Residents have described entire villages suffering damage, with rescuers unable to reach those in need. Morocco's worst earthquake of modern times was in 1960, when at least 12,000 people died. But the scale of this weekend's quake and the impact is still becoming clear. More now from meteorologist Allison Chinchar, who has more on the details of the earthquake and its aftershocks.
We know the original quake was a magnitude 6.8 at a depth of about 11 miles. For geological standards, that is considered extremely shallow. Now, after that main quake, just 19 minutes after that, they had their first aftershock, a 4.9 magnitude. And 4.9 may not sound like that much, but after having had the 6.8, keep in mind, you're going to have a lot of those buildings, a lot of the homes that are now structurally compromised. So even something like a 4.9 can cause subsequent damage. The original quake was felt as far away as neighboring countries of Algeria and Portugal. But again, to show you how rare it is for this region to experience such large quakes, just since 1900, there have only been maybe a handful of quakes at a magnitude 5.0 or higher. So again, it's very rare in this area. Now, we had the original quake at a 6.8, one since aftershock of 4.9. We really don't know how long it's going to be before there could be another. Would there be multiple in a row? Each earthquake is different, but on average, statistically speaking, there could be one, an aftershock of at least a 5.8, and even say a 4.2, a 4.5, even though it's a much smaller number, it could still cause a tremendous amount of additional damage just because those buildings, especially the older ones, have already been structurally compromised by the initial quake.
All right. Thank you, Allison. And more now on how this tragic earthquake is impacting the people of Morocco. Here's CNN senior international correspondent Sam Kiley.
Morocco's King Mohammed has declared 3 days of national mourning here in Marrakech. And that is because his country has been completely devastated by an extraordinary earthquake, totally unexpected in cities like this, Marrakech. This has been the scene here in the Medina, the most ancient part of this ancient city. Here, a building clearly ripped away by this earthquake. But the scenes have been even worse in the interior of the country, where one woman who was trapped for some 12 hours was pulled from rubble in a remote village. Now, there are 13 people dead here in Marrakech. Across the country, more than 1,300 people have died, and the authorities here expect those numbers to climb with some rapidity. Their problem, though, is getting out into the areas that are worst affected. The epicenter is about 45 miles south of Marrakech, but the areas that have been really badly devastated, according to the local authorities, have been villages in the foothills of the Atlas Mountains.
The people of Morocco will need assistance in the days, weeks, and months to come. Organizations are on the ground responding to the disaster right now, and CNN's Impact Your World has ways to support relief efforts. For more information about ways to help, you can visit CNN's Impact Your World website.
This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story, obviously calling our sources and trying to figure out exactly what happened, but clearly something relatively devastating happening this morning there on the south end of the island of Manhattan. That is, once again, a picture of one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Today is Monday, September 11th, and it marks the 22nd anniversary of the attacks on American soil. The day caused chaos, terror, and death when the Al-Qaeda terrorist group carried out coordinated attacks against America. Nearly 3,000 people were killed when terrorists flew commercial airplanes into the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Today, on the anniversary of the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil, President Joe Biden is scheduled to observe the moment at a military base in Alaska with service members and their families. First Lady Jill Biden will lay a wreath at the 9/11 memorial at the Pentagon, and Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to participate in the annual ceremony at the National September 11 Memorial Museum in New York. We'll go inside that museum with our Kate Baldwin now as the nation pauses to reflect and remember those who lost their lives on that tragic day.
These tridents were from the North Tower. They were recovered in the aftermath of the attacks. We brought them back here and basically built the museum all around them.
Joe Daniels is president and CEO of the 9/11 Memorial.
You're not whitewashing it. This is the raw, dirty material.
Exactly. I mean, this is the steel that bore the attacks.
The museum is built almost entirely underground, some 70 feet down. It sits in the precise footprint of the World Trade Center.
So this is exactly where the South Tower started and went up 1,350 feet.
A striking display of the sheer scale of the destruction, with poignant reminders of the tragedy at every turn.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
This is actually the front of this fire truck. This is the cab.
You wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know, and it's completely burned out and destroyed.
Then there's the retaining wall that remarkably held strong even when the towers fell.
When the towers came down, all that debris that was here right in this space provided bracing for that wall. And when that debris was clear, there was a big concern that the wall would breach, would flood lower Manhattan.
It could have been so much worse. But this wall held under all of that pressure.
Visitors will also walk alongside the survivor stairs.
Used by hundreds of people as the buildings are crumbling, running from the dust cloud to escape to safety. And it's for all our visitors to understand the story of survival.
And likely one of the most emotional stops in the museum. This art installation mimics the blue sky on that fateful morning. Behind it, the still unidentified remains of 9/11 victims. The move met with mixed emotion from their families.
A still shocking statistic is that 1,100 family members never got any human remains back to bury, never got to go through the ritual of laying their loved ones to rest. It's not a public space at all. Only family members are allowed back behind the wall.
Right next door, a room dedicated to the lives of those lost.
Exactly. That room is in an area called In Memoriam, and it's a photographic portrait of each and every one of the 2,983 victims. You see pictures, a father coaching his son's Little League team, a wedding. You see the lives that were lost that day, and not just about how they died, it's who these people were.
Throughout the museum, chilling reminders of the day. Handmade flyers for the missing. A cross emerging from the wreckage. Everyday items simply left behind.
We help through these artifacts and images tell that story of just, it was panic.
And while the museum is vast, one small exhibit has been the biggest source of controversy. Its focus, the terrorists themselves, including a film criticized for not making a clear enough distinction between Islam and Al-Qaeda.
There's been a lot of criticism. Why give any time to the terrorists?
You know, it's one way to look at it is you don't build a Holocaust museum and not be very clear that the Nazis were the ones who committed those atrocities. Al-Qaeda was an extremist terrorist group, but no one will come through this exhibit and in any way think that we are indicting an entire religion, which we in no way are.
It seems very appropriate that you end here at the last column.
And it's, again, goes right back to resiliency, seeing those messages of hope and remembrance on this very tall column that's still standing strong.
Around 30 million people mark September 11th on their calendars each year and participate in charitable activities around the country. To learn more, you can head to CNN's Impact Your World site to find volunteer opportunities and other ways to support those impacted. We'll put links to that and ways to support the Morocco earthquake relief efforts in the description of this video on our YouTube channel. I'm Coy Wire. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.